Let's start this whole thing again. We started it too quickly yesterday. We'll start the security with our cosmos all over again. Is it? Anything for your breath. What? I get up every morning. I think, what am I doing with breath? And Yarashov. And Yarashov. Of course. What? He's staying. The main thing is I mentioned his name so hard every day. Listen carefully. Listen carefully now. This is a whole sugi, it's a separate entity stuck in the middle of the sugi of Halach. Okay, so let's talk about it. The Gemara over here said a huge chiddush. The Gemara over here said that if a guy is moida to the amount that's written in the shtar, make it very simple, it was today the guy 5, and the guy was moida to what was written in the shtar. So, the Gemara says maybe potikos of Halach, that's Halach rate. Maybe potikos of Halach shtar, that's a different rate, we'll get to it. The Gemara says a new thing, the Yipatik was a Kriya Shiva Kakaras. And I stressed yesterday, I'm stressing it again now, that in this Gemara state the Zach, that it's a Chiddush Neuro. And that's what, by the way, set up Tosis Kasha. Today we're going to learn Tosis inside, break up. Tosis has 3 parts here. What's about Tosis Kasha? Halloi. Tosis gets up and asks the Kasha and says, in time of my time, I'm going to the device, I'm waiting for the time, I'll be a Shiva Kakaras. Tosis is a Kasha, I'll the device, so. So that every choiv intrinsically is a shibur karkaris. How do you ever swim? Weigh the miktos. You weigh the 2, you weigh the 3, you weigh the 5, you weigh the 500. That's karka, because it's a shibur karkaris. Because every choiv, you automatically collect. Why did this kasha appear over here for the first time? This is what I want to speak out. Very important in pshat, before any alumnus. Hello, without this gemara, I would never have such a kasha. I go to a guy, he's only $500, and he says, I go to a guy, he's only $1,000, he admits $500. That's karka. I asked for $1,000, you admit $500, where's this karka in the picture? Ah, because Shibud is the Raisa, and therefore I can go collect it from the karka of Lakulas. I said, who cares? I asked you for $1,000, you said $500. That's called karka. So in a normal situation, in a million years, I would never ask such a kasha. I would ask you a kasha and say, hello, you owe me $1,000, and you admitted $500. And that hits Karwiz's Karka, Yeshiva Thousand, we've been 500, Shalma Yisrael, so why the Mikhtas? After this Gemara was Machadish, that when you're made into something which has a Shibud on Karka, not just Karka, I mean, the Dintar is not about Karka, by the way, and these critical words are what we're going to talk about today. The Dintar is not about Karka when I go to you and say you owe me $1,000, then you're made into 500. The Dintar is not about Karka. So without the Dintar is not about Karka. So, I would ask you a Kasha, every made in Mikhtas. Now, since the Gemara was Machadish, that when you have a shtar and it's a shibud, so then it's called that the din Torah is about karka, because you collect from karka. In fact, there's a consciousness in it that the man Yom holds shibud is a vice, so that you always allow to collect from karka. So then every din Torah is about karka. That's by the way why this kasha landed here. Lule this Gemara, I would never say that every moedah mikzas involves karka. I go to say you owe me $1,000, you owe me $500, where's the karka involved? But this Gemara was Mechadish, that when you have a Shibud Karka, if you hold there's a Shibud, then I have the right to collect from Lekuches, so then it's called that even though I didn't ask you for Karka, I asked you for $1,000, and you admitted $500, that's called that the topic of the Dintar is Karka, and you don't swear because then you want to have there's a Bal Kasha, so they say it's a Kasha, which is Mamash HaChorban, so then every Moedim Mikzah involves Karka, because my name is Shibud is the Raisa, so every Chayv is Shibud the Raisa, you collect Karka. That's the setup of Taisa's Kasha. I want to give an introduction to the Tosis. You all into Tosis this morning. So I have a kasha. We'll start off with a pshat kasha, which spins into lamdas, tifa lamdas. So I have a kasha. A very interesting kasha. I don't understand. You're telling me that if you hold your Buddha's deraisa, so every time I go to a guy and say you owe me $1,000 and he admits $500, that's called his meeting karka. Why is he meeting karka? Because I can collect it from karka. Where can I collect it from karka? I can go to the kuchas, knock on the door and say, give me karka. So I have a married to kashayla. And if you hold your Buddha's deraisa, listen to what I'm going to ask you. And if Shibud is Lav Deraisa, Shibud is Lav Deraisa means, I'm not sure I explain what it means. Shibud Deraisa means that if I lend the guy money, so then I can go collect from his karka, even if the karka is not by him anymore, because it's Chal Shibud in the karka, and even if it's by the kuchos, even if it's by Yerushim, I can collect from the karka. Shibud is Lav Deraisa means that I can't collect from the kuchos, but I have a Mordek Akasha. That's what I'm going to ask. By the way, it's not my Akasha, the Trumas Akriyan Simon Pechas is the Akasha, but it's a very complicated Trumas Akriyan. I didn't print it out. Because it's betoich many, many paragraphs. But I'm going to start off with a baseline child of the Heilige Truma Zikri, the brother of the Ktois asks. Fekta Truma Zikri, a simple kasha, it's a baseline kasha. I understand. If I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, okay? and he admits $500. Let's say the guy has land. He himself has land. Not Lekuchos, not going to collect from Lekuchos. He himself has land. So yeah, I'll ask you, let's say Shibudas Lav Deraisa, but I could collect land from him. I'll give you an example. The guy only had land, okay? Let's say the guy only had land. I go to a guy, I want to ask you another question. I go to a guy, send me $1,000, and he admits $500, and he only has land, Grada. Grada only has land. He doesn't have any kids, doesn't have any assets, doesn't have anything, okay? Doesn't have anything. So, and you hold Shibudas Lav Deraisa. I want you to put this love the rest. I have a question. Would anybody in their right mind say, what do you mean, Einish Bar Alka first? As I'm saying. Well, before it's not like that, right? Tay says before is that the only reason why I have a kasha and everybody that mixed us, and Tay's mix with Kimt is that the guy didn't have land and he was like, all the Kimt, right? Was because she put this the rice, and she put this not the rice. Even if it's not the rice, if the guy has karka, can we to be a karka? So I want to know something. And I'm using this kasha to touch at the heart of the Chiddush of the Gemara. Halayna Gomorrah, I wasn't to bear you karka, I was to bear you money. Came to you with a shtar, said you owe me five, and he admitted two. So why is it called karka? Because I'm going to collect karka. So I want to say, Mori, to go away, I'm asking this kasha. If it's a chudush in this Gomorrah, then when you collect karka, Mori, Rabbi Isai, it's also called that the din Torah is about karka. I'm going to collect karka. So there are many cases where you collect karka. Not just if I hold Shibudu Deraisa, then I go to Merchuk, Giovi Lachma, then I go collect from the Lekuchos. If a guy has land, I collect from karka. So why do I say it's a simple kasha? Every time, how do you ever avoid a mikzas? When the guy has land, you're going to collect from the land. So you'll tell me, collecting from land means that the dintar is about land? I see it is, because you told Shibudu Deraisa, so I'm going to collect from land, it's about land, right? So state in the Gemara that when there's a shibud to collect from land, that transforms a dintar from money into karka, which is very strange, by the way, because the dintar that we're having is about money, we're not having a dintar, but I didn't ask you for land, I asked you for money. No problem, I'm going to collect from land. So you're about to want to collect from land, that transforms the dintara. It means the other one understands, I'm saying a very tifa vart. I'm bringing out the power of the chiddush of this Gemara. The chiddush of this Gemara is that when I ask you for money and you're maiden money, but if that money could be collected from land, that transforms the dintara into a din on land. That's the power of this Gemara. Because the kasha, really? An ability to collect from land makes it into a dintara on land. So then every time you have shibud deraisa, so how do you ever have a shibud deraisa mikzah? By the way, it's a kasha on a pasuk. How could you ever have shibud deraisa mikzah? Shibud deraisa, you're going to collect from land. You tell me that collecting from land allows you to make it into a dintara on land. So why shibud deraisa? Shibud deraisa also, I collect from land. So why did Tosis shtel his kasha? Because Tosis said, I found the Gemara over here that says that when you collect from land, I found the Gemara that says when you collect from land, that's called the dintar on land because the collection is from the land. So every time you hold shibud deraisa, we're going to collect from land. That should transform it into a dintar on land. And without shibud deraisa, you'll collect from land. If the guy has land, you'll collect from him. What's the answer to this question, by the way? Truvas Akri handles this kasha by Arichus Godel over and over and over again. What's the real answer to this question, L'choira? So what's the answer? The answer is like this. I want to say it in a very precise way. If I come to you and I say, you owe me $1,000, and I hold you Buddha's Lav Deraisa. So I could collect land, but mitad which din do I collect the land? Mitad which din do I collect the land? No. From mitad which din do I collect the land? This is a din that minay, when I collect from a person, I can collect whatever assets he has. So when I come to you, my tviya is land? No, my tviya is the chayv. My tviya is the chayv. My tviya is the chayv. Norvas. If you have to pay a chayv, I take anything you have. You have cash, bevakasha. You don't have cash, I take your piano. You don't have a piano, I take your land. You don't have a land, I take your car. I take whatever you have, okay? Minay. We give you that kasbe. Well, how do we learn it out? I think more of it is out of a pasuk. Whatever he takes out, whatever he has. But I'm saying a tefillah. But what's my tefillah? My tefillah is land. My tefillah is money. So why shibud deraisa different? Shibud deraisa says that I have a shibud in your land. I'll thank you. I lend the guy $1,000. Shibud deraisa, watch what I'm going to say now, allows me to collect even from Lekuchos, right? Guy sells the land, I can go collect from him. That's what shibud means. Fergir Hakasha, and how can you go collect from the Lekuchos? He owes you money. He bought the land, legal tender. The Torah says, I already got a shibud in the land before he bought it. The Ritvan Kedushin, I'm saying a big part now, in Daf Yud Gimel, says, he calls it the famous Ritva. The Ritvan Kedushin calls a Shibud a Chatzi Kenyan. The Ritvan Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel calls a Shibud a Chatzi Kenyan. We're talking now at the heart of, what does a Shibud mean, by the way? What right do I have to go collect land from somebody else who bought the land, who never let me money, Bechal? Never borrowed money from me, excuse me. Terrence, he bought us all, which we also want. The Terrence is the land's Rishobot. What does that mean, the land's Rishobot? That means he bought the land that came with the Shibut. What does that mean, that came with the Shibut? What right to give me? Terrence says, I have rights in the land. That's the pshat. It means the halva that I gave to Reuven gave me rights in his land, and when he sells it to Shimon, Shimon buys land that I have rights in. That means I have a schus already, I have epis of kinyan in the land. One second. I already have kinyanim in the land. I'm not getting to the level of the Ozara. It's not important now. The one is I have rights in the land. You're about to have rights in the land now. You're about to have rights in the land now. So, the Yisrael of Shibud is not the way you understand the fifth grade. Shibud means I collect from the cross. That's what Shibud means. Shibud means I have rights in the land. That right that I have in the land allows me to collect it from the kuchus. It allows me to collect it from Yorshim because I already have schusim in the karka. That's the tifkai. That's the oimik of the zach over here. The Mela, that's what Be'erach the Truma Sakri says. I'm saying a tif of art. If I go to you and I say, you owe me $1,000, and I have shibudim on your karka, horaya, I can collect from the kuchus. The collecting from the kuchus is a simen. That means that I already have rights in your land now. That I have rights in your land now means that I'm coming to you and saying to you, give me my rights that I have, enough that it's called that the dintar is on karka. That's the Oimek Azach. It means in order to go be called Mishban ala karka, it has to be that I'm tever you karka. Fekhtach HaShayla, where you're being tever the guy karka, you're being tever the guy money. What do I need to transform the dintar over here? What do I need to transform the Masa Matan over here? What do I need to take this thing that it's not anymore dintar about money and it's dintar about the land? In terms of, do you have rights in the land already now from day one? If I have rights in the land already now from day one, that's called when I'm coming to be tever you, I'm coming to be tever you the land. The Mela says to this, if you hold your Buddha's deraisa, okay? So there's avakash on a posuk. Avakash on a posuk. How do you have void of mixas? How do you have void of mixas? Lamaisi being tever your land. That's called me. You'll tell me, since when does Shibudim call me to their land? In Agamara. In Agamara it says that a Tvi on a Shibud or a Kvi on a Shibud, a Hido on a Shibud is called Karka. What about if all Shibudim love the Raisa? You're right, I could collect land, but that's me din paying off the Chayiv. That's not me din a schus I have in the land. Just the word is a person has to pay off his Chayiv is using all the assets he has. That's not called the din Torah over here is on the land. That's Yisayin number one. So number one is the Taisi is the Kasha, that if you hold Shibud deraisa, that means I already have rights in the land, so that every Maid of Mixas by nature is Karka. Ever Taisi. So what's Taisi's answer? Yeshlom Shabachale, Shibud Hashain Le Klal, Karkois. Afilu Mishabdi. Yeshlom Shabachale, Shibud, I don't have any land. Or I was Mechayu. What's right? I don't have any land. There's no land around Bechal. There's no land by me, and there's no land by the Mishabot. There's no land around, period. There's no land. Gandik. That's Taisa's second stage. That's Taisa's first stage. Taisa's Takashi said, how do you avoid the Mikta's Mikta or Kimta in the Pasuk? The Pasuk told about there was no land in the picture. So you're not asking for land. Or the guy was Mechal the Shibud. Same Taisa can be Mechal the Shibud. And once I'm Mechal the Shibud, so I don't have any rights in the land. So then I'm coming to ask you for money. That's Teret. That's chelik number one. That's a different topic. Whether when you get land, you have to go chal with chal. That's not a topic. Lemaisa, that's the din number one of Tosis. Tosis is the kasha on a posik, and Tosis said a teretz. Rainer came to part two of Tosis. Avol fik Tosis of Yerchem. The Omer Perek Shulz happy golden. Kaifu b'mamen sheishol abedim chayiv korban sheishol abstar potur shem the kaifu shibur karkoyus. The Be'edim Lechoshev Koyfer Shibu Karkoyus Apikaf Nesofer V'yochen Shibu De Deraisa. Fektois is Kasha number two. Fektois is Kasha on Rabbi Yochan, Astira. The Gemara says in Shavuot Tov Lamed Zayin, this is part two of places. Rabbi Yochan holds that if a guy is Koyfer, he swears falsely, right? The Shalom of the deal was like I said yesterday, I chayv en Hashem Gezelos. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000. The guy denied it and he swore. Swore Shavuot Tov Lamed. Then we found him lying. Two Eidim said he's lying. And the question is he had to bring an Osho? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it depends. If it was a shtar, so then there's a shibud there. And if there's eidim there, then you kick like from a shibudim. So it's not called you swore on karka, and then you potter from the korban also. In fact, there's a kasha, a steer. Rabbi Yochanan holds shibud the raisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds shibud the raisa. Rabbi holds shibud the raisa. So what's the difference if it's eidim or it's a shtar? The raisa, it's always a shibud, as a fair places. Alamai, and over there, here's the catch. Over there, you can't make the kimta, he doesn't have land. Why can't you make the Ukim if he doesn't have land? Because if he doesn't have land, then it won't make a difference of Shtar if it's Edom. Here there's a Kash 22. That means part number one of Tosis is the Kash on a Pasuk. How could the Pasuk say, Yerchayim, where the Mikzas, the Shibud Daraisa, so the Dintar is about land. Every time the Pasuk's talking about where the guy doesn't have land. But the member of Rabbi Yochanan Shulz Lama Zayin, you can't get away with that. The member of Rabbi Yochanan Shulz Lama Zayin was that if a guy swears falsely on a choiv, if it's a shtar, then it's called Chibur Karkoros and he's potter from the Asham, and if it's a Eitan, then he's chayv on the Asham. In fact, the Chakashim, Rabbi Yochanan Shibud is the Raisa. Shibud is the Raisa. How can you be a chayv ever? It's all Shibud the Raisa. Say shtar, say Eitan. What are you going to answer me? The guy didn't have land. And if he didn't have land, was if it was a shtar, it's Eitan. He was Moichel, was if it was a shtar, Eitan. So there, in Rabbi Yochanan, the Chakashim on the Pasuk of Moichel Mixas, I can make a little kimta that the guy didn't have land, or he was Moichel. But in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have that luxury, because Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's a shtar, it's called Kira Shibur Karkoros. And if it's Eitan, it's not. In fact, the Chakashim, Rabbi Yochanan Shibud the Raisa. So even if it's Eitan, that's the Pelotzim. Elamai tell me there's no land. That can't be. So what's the hell between Adam and Shtar then? Emphatize this. Are that Emphatize? Abba Gapter, Sarah Rabbi Yochanan, Shibud the Raisa, Hanim Yishom, Kimashif, Kiyo Chachom, Hashibud, Bemilve, Alper, Shum Seyde, Dolokuchus, Chashav, Kiyo, Mochalai, Hashibud. Part 2 of Tesis. Emphatize this? No, it's not sure. Rabbi Yochanan was living already after the Rabbanim. We all know that even if you hold Shibud Daraisa, but the Maaseh the Rabbanim were mafkia and said that what? That's only when there's a shtar. But if it's a milval peh, mi Daraisa by milval peh means there's no shtar. You have only have Eidim about the Yufak from Shabbatim. Shibud Daraisa alone generates Shibud Daraisa. But the Rabbanim came along and made a takana and they said that by milval peh you don't collect from Shibud. And because you don't collect from Shibud, therefore what? Because you don't collect from Shabbatim. So it comes out that Bizman Hazer, we'll call it, in the time of Rabbi Yochanan, where the Rabbanan had already been mafkia the deraisa and said that by a milval peh, what's a din, you don't collect from where. So when it's Eidim, you don't collect from Shabbatim, but you don't collect from Shabbatim. So it's Kila Mochala, it's like if I was Michael. And in the middle of the Rabbanan were mafkia the story, and the war game's over. Atkan, the word of Teretz on Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk of Maitim Mixes, I can't answer the Rabbanan because it's a pasuk in the Torah. But Rabbi Yochanan was living in a world after the Rabbanan were Eker Shibud Daraisa by Milval Peh when there's Eidim. So they asked me, so why by Eidim do you swear it's Kark? And they said, there's no Kark over there because there's no Mishabadim. I'll repeat my question again. And so what if there's no Mishabadim? But if there's Kark, I'm going to collect for Kark. There says that's not called Kark. Kark is only if there's a Shibud. And the Rabbanan were Mafkia the Shibud from Milval Peh. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan is beautiful. And therefore I don't need to come on to a Kimta. I don't need to come on to an Kimta when they're handing a Pasuk. Where everything is Shibud the Raisa, Sain Bilfa Bishtar, Sain Bilfa Be'edim. The case of Rabbi Yochanan, which is talking about after the Takana Chachamim, Chachamim removed Shibudim from Lukuchos by Bilfa Peh. Why not? Why, by the way? Because the Pseidah the Lukuchos, they don't hear about it. There's Rachmanos on them, Bishtar, they hear about it. By Eden, they don't hear about it. There's no Karl. Memela, today, there's no Shibud by Bilfa Peh. Memela, you swear and you're being a Karl. Atkan. Savadiya Kintosis. Why does Tosis have to answer that since the Rabbanon removed the Shibud mid Rabbanon from Milval Peh with Eidim, Chashav Ki'ilu Macholei? Did you have this dirk this morning? Why does it say Chashav Ki'ilu Macholei? The answer is simple. That his man has said, the Rabbanon were Eker the Shibud of the Raisa. There's no Shibud of the Raisa by Milval Peh because the Rabbanon were Eker of Seder Lagruchas. Why does it have to answer Ki'ilu Macholei? It's as if he was Michael. So we should say something. By the way, I'm really asking even a broader question. What's with all Tosis Kasha Rabbi Yochanan? Every Bar Birab the Chajem who went to kindergarten in Yerushalayim, not in what he called, knows that not where you come from, knows that that Milval Peh can't collect from Shabbatim because Chazal were Ikra. That every Bar Birab knows. Right? You have to have a star, not a Milval Peh. So Bechal, I don't know what Tosis is asking. Was he asking Rabbi Yochanan Shibud HaDeraisa? We don't pass Shibud HaDeraisa today by Milval Peh, by Milval Bishtar, yes. Rabbanu Mafkir, Seder. Okay, so Tosis spoke it out. As if we didn't know. Tosis Akilo forgot. You didn't know that Rabbanu Mafkir. Okay. But then Tosis questions, Ki'ilu Machaloi. It's as if you were Moichel the Shibur. Why does it have to say Ki'ilu Machaloi? Stop, you should say that Rabbanu took care of the Shibur. So there's no Shibur. I'm a Tal to them. And therefore you swear in Gandik. Therefore. He's saying good, Friday. Therefore. And the Rishuk is saying very good. He's saying all part. The Rishuk is saying that you're studying, you know, since you got this Friday stone. You have to start somewhere. He's saying all part, which I agree, but it's going to be upper slog in the next line of Tosis. In dark gray. Yeah. And then I'm not sure what to say. He said like this. He's saying, that the reason why Tosis kvetched the Ki'ilu Macholoi was Tosis was bothered by something. And this also answers my other question. Tosis didn't know that the Rabbanon took off, that Lo Malpeh doesn't have Shibudim, you don't know, you don't collect from Shibudim. The answer is that Tosis knew that Avada Mil Malpeh, you can't knock on the Lakuchus stone and say Alam de Shavarta. Explain what he said. Avada Tosis knew that by Mil Malpeh, what we call Eidim, where there's no Shtar, Avada, when you knock on the door of the Lakuchus, you can't collect it. Why? Say the Lakuchus, what do you want from them? They didn't know, they got lost, they got tricked, they didn't realize. But there's a big mockum to say that the Rabbanon weren't Iker the Shibud. All the Rabbanon says practically, you can't knock on the door, you can't go to the Kuz. A Shibud there is. There is a Shibud on the Karka. Just practically speaking, you can't knock on the door. Chazal didn't took away your Schus Gviya. Chazal said you can't go to the Kuz and knock on the door. Say the Kuz, I want to say, we'll go to the consumer protection law, okay? But the Etzim, they weren't Iker the Shibud. They didn't say there's no Shibud on the Karka. You have a Shibud on the Karka. Just you're not able to exercise it because the Ma'ai says Rahmanas on him. It's a chesed for him. But if you'll ask me in Tifkai, what's the Din Torah about? The Din Torah is about Karka, because I have a Shiva on the Karka. You'll tell me, practically, I can't access it. The other day I spoke about yesterday, that practically doesn't interest Tosis, because if practically would have interested Tosis, he would have answered on the first Kasha. What would have answered on the first Kasha? What would Tosis have answered on the first Kasha? But it makes sense. That's what he said, you can't collect from the Kuchos, because your Hedor can't allow you to collect. It's a more ridiculous Shitosai. Now, Tosis in the beginning should have answered a simple Torah. Who answered a simple Torah? The Ravansa is a Bruchasa. This whole Kasha doesn't stop. It's just a cup. You can't knock on the Lakufas door. You can't go collect. Right? Because you can't use your Hoydah to go collect from the Lakufas. It's here too, I would say. Tosis is not like it. Tosis is not practical. It's practical. I don't care whether it's practical. Let's get everyone. Who cares if it's practical? Tachlis, there's a Shibud over here. Grandi won't be able to collect. But you're handling a Shibud here. We don't look at practicalities. We look at the Etzim Lundus of Shibud. The male Tosis was very bothered. What do you answer that this is Rabbanon? Big spiel. The answer is Rabbanon. Rabbanon said you can't collect. He said you can't collect. Rabbanon would protect the Lakuchos. They can't collect. But they were Oikah the Shibud. They said there's a Shibud there still. Zakhtay says no. Machalai. Zakhtay says no, I was Michael. And the word of Mechila means that the word is Paka the Shibud. There's no Shibud on the Rabbanon. That's Nifla Moyla Mita Shotayra Lachayra. And that's why Tosis made a whole Pachkaraya Bechal this Kasha in his Teretz. And that's why Tosis in his Teretz kvetched. That's Ki'ilu Machol. Tosis says it's not just that the Rabbanon said you can't collect from the Kuchos. Can't collect from the Kuchos? But Maida says you can't collect from the Kuchos either, by the way, because you can't knock on the Kuchos door and say I was Maida. The Leiva was Maida. It's just a cop. The Kuchos say we don't believe the who, so we have to rely on his Haidah. Haidah's Rabbanon is never fame. It's here too. The Rabbanon came along and took it off. That's not called you're not tiding a Shibud. Tosis says no, Ki'ilu Machol. Ki'ilu Machol means that the Chazal removed the Shibud. There's no Shibud by Bimal Valpeh. Oh, there's no Shibud. Then I can go ahead and swear. Then I'm Chayav and Asham. That's Niflamoid. That's a third of the Diyuk. Now we move on to part three. Says Tosis is now a whole Maisa. Part 3 of Tosis says, Umayri, and the case is talking about the Islay Mishabdi. What's Islay Mishabdi? There is land by the Lakuchas, but Leslay bin Echari, but there's nobody by me. Why? The E Islay bin Echari, if you have land by yourself, I feel the Yeshul of Aden in Potter. Even if it's a mil v'alpeh, that there are eidim, you're still potter from a shvur. There's land here. V'ilasle afilu mishavodim, and if there's nothing by the mishavodim, afilu yeshalav shtachay, because there's no karka here. Says Tosis that the case of Yechon has to be talking about a particular case. What's the particular case it has to be talking about? It has to be talking about a particular case where what? Where I don't have any land, and the mishavodim, the lukuchas have land. If I have land, so if I think it's karka. Even though it's a mobile pass, what's the difference between Adam and Nishar? And if he doesn't have land, so then there's no Karka Yabuchal in the picture, so there's nothing to talk about. The Tosis makes an okimta that the case of Rabbi Yochanan, Frank de Velt, a Veltskishre, the Nachas Dovid, everybody asks. So what did Tosis just say? That the case of Rabbi Yochanan over there, which says that when you have Milval Peh, you're high of a carbon because it's not called Karka, even though it's Shibud devices, because the Rabbanan took it off. The Rabbanan removed Milval Peh Shibud, there's no Shibudim. Says Tosis, but wait a minute, it can't be talking about that you have land. Because if you have land, if you, who's the you? B'nei Chari. If there's B'nei Chari, if there's land by you, then it's called a tfi on the land. Frankly, why? Didn't you just tell me that Rabbanon took off the Shibud from, didn't you just tell me that Rabbanon took off the Shibud by Mil Valpeh? Didn't you just tell me that it's Mochel Shibud said every Friday? So, one second. Didn't you just tell me that's Pokka the Shibud? If it's Pukka the Shibud from Karka by Mil Valpeh, the Rabbanon said, there's no Shibud. If there's no Shibud, so what do I care if the guy has land or not? Alamai, tell me what do you mean, because if he has land, I'm going to collect land. I already started off the proceedings today and says, I couldn't care less whether you can collect land from somebody. That's not the topic. The topic is we have rights in the land. It's not enough to collect land. It's not enough that you're going to collect. What's the guy going to make? Hurry. If the guy himself has land, you're going to end up getting land. Who cares? That doesn't interest me. In order to go ahead and say in order to go ahead and say that it's called karka, it has to be that I have rights in the karka. We just finished saying that by milvah alpeh, that by we don't have rights in the karka, and therefore it's not called that the entire is about karka, and that's why you have a korban. So why do I have to say that you don't have the guy has land? What's the difference? The guy has land, and the mishabodim have land, and everybody has land, and there's no problem bechal because by milvah alpeh it's not land because you're not collecting land. Why does he have to say that b'nei chori didn't have land? And if b'nei chori did have land, then it's called a tvi on karka. Why is it called a tvi on karka? You don't have shibud by milvah alpeh. By milvah alpeh, you don't have shibud. One second. So everyone's answering. Asach, which was, it's funny you say that. It just shows how old I am. When I was your age, okay, some 40 years ago plus for some of you, yeah, we somehow snuck in here. The what you're all saying is Pasha was a Welt Chiddush. The Welt said a Rash, the Torah that you're all trying to say. Nachos Dov made a big trask about it. Give Eggs a big trask about it. I'll explain to you why. They all wanted a Taina. Shtein Taisus, why do I care what the Ben Echari has? We said that Milvah Peh is no Shibud. The ballgame is over. Why do I care whether the guy has land and he doesn't have land? If it's a Milvah Peh, the ballgame is over. Says the Welt, what you're all saying, that even though the Rabbana removed the Shibud, if you hold Shibud the Raisa from Milvah Peh, that's only from the Lekuchas. Because it's a Pseid of the Lekuchas. The Welt is a Pseid of the Lekuchas. They said you can't go collect from the Lekuchas, there's no Shibud. But from Minedi Day, from himself, from me himself, Shibud the Raisa blives. I collect Pitarah Shibud, not just Pitarah Schoif. That's why you're all answering and frowning at me as if I'm an Amoritz, I'm stupid, that I'm even bringing up such a kasha. You just know, I'm telling a little bit of history. Some of you like history. The it's a whole Weltschin, it's a Kivega Ture, this Pasha is not like that. Pasha is a bonus, there's no Shiba in Milvah Peh. There's no Shiba in Milvah Peh, Gandik. What do you have to say in Tosfos? That even though they remove the Milvah Peh, what? They remove the Shiba because it's a Milvah Peh. That's only from the Kuchos, but Minedi Day blives the Shiba. So if the guy has Karka Minedi Day, then Vaita, it's called the Din Torah, is on the Karka, not Mitzat that he has Karka. That doesn't interest us like I started the proceedings. It's called the Din Torah is on Karka, so you have a Shiba. Azei Shtei Lechoyer and Toys, Azei Zek Nachastov, Azei Zek Tukri Givehegan, Shua Zaman Zayin, that Minedi Day, when you collect from him himself, you collect the Torah Shiba if he has Karka, because the Shiba blives, either one took it off. Mela says Taisvis, the case can't be talked about where he himself has land, because if he has land, why did Shibut Karkaros? Why didn't it turn about Karka? It has to be he doesn't have land. But it also has to be that the Kuchos have land, because if the Kuchos have land, they don't have land, then it doesn't make a difference even if you have a star. That's the Ukimta that Taisvis makes to satisfy this problem. And Shtein Taisvis, that if you yourself have land, you would collect from Shabbatim, even though it's Aiden, and even though it's Mobile Pair, because Chazal didn't remove it. That, by the way, is very challenging with Rabbi Friday's pshat, that they were moichel the Shibud in Gantz. Either they took off the Shibud, they didn't take off the Shibud.
They were moichel when you sell
the Lekuchas. But again, what you just said is nothing. Okay? What you just said is nothing. Same words. Let me ask you a question. They were mafkir the Shibud, let's be lamed on it, okay? They were mafkir the Shibud or not? When they said it's a Mobile Pair, they took off the Shibud or not? If they didn't take off the Shibud, that means there's still a Shibud over here, just you can't collect from the Kuchos. Very nice. I understand. I mean, they did that. You could collect from him, you did Shibud. The Shibud's still here. If they took off the Shibud, right? You make a split. I don't know what I mean. See, tell me a split. They didn't mafkir the Shibud, clapping the Kuchos, not clapping himself. That's what he's saying. He's not saying anything. He's saying a weird Zach. That's not called Meichel. I mean, they didn't take, I don't know. You have rights in the land, you don't have rights in the land. You tell me, no, I only have rights in the land. I'm to say that it's by me, not by Kuchos. And Kabila Kuchos, they're mafkir the Shibud. I understand that intrinsically means not like the word you said. If you tell me that I have rights in land when it's by me, so then the reason why I don't collect from the Kuchos, I'm not collect from the Kuchos. I have Slusim in the Karka, I'm not Slusim in the Karka. It's a weird word. To go say I have rights in the Karka, but they cut it off when it was sold to somebody else. I can hear about a consumer protection thing. They said you can't collect from the Kuchos, you can't use a Shibud. They collect from the Kuchos. I want it on the guy. That I hear. Okay, go say that there's no Shibud over here. It's a weird Zach. So that's what they say. This is you with the whole deck to begin with. You're saying that, so what does that take Kibacha for then? So I'm just saying, there's no, you can't collect fish. So what are you answering though?
The answer is that he and his enemies have been together the Karka at the end.
Why not? So the Tais doesn't hold like that. He should have answered by the thing. I can get the Karka anyway, because if I heard it also, we're going back to square one. There's a reason why he said the word that he said. Tais doesn't hold the word you just said. Tais holds, if you're not going to get the Karka, I couldn't care less. In the case of Boyd and Mix, you're not going to get the Karka either, because you can't collect with Eidol. Nobody argues in that thing. In the case of Boyd and Mix, when Tais says, I eat Svea Shiva Kodi, you're not going to get the Karka in a million years. That was the book that the Ramban said, correct? So it's not true. So it means not enough that you're not going to collect. Doesn't it just mean a Kiyuzet? That's where we're coming from. The Teretz is, that's why you have to say Moichel. There's no shivas, and I don't understand how he split it afterwards. I don't know what to say. All I want to make something is clear that when Tosfos said Michael, he didn't mean to say that there's a consumer protection thing. He meant to say that there's no shiva b'chal. That's about what he meant to say. How it stems with the end of Tosfos, where there's a split between the lakuchas and the b'nei chori. You have to know. But Akaponim, those are the three parts of Tosfos. Okay, that's clear. Now we begin the Tosfos. Now we begin the sugya. The Ramban that the Rosh brought down yesterday said a different Teretz of Tosfos is main kasha. The Ramban that Rosh brought down yesterday, and now we're going to build the platform for the big raid of tomorrow. Listen carefully now. Bear with me. That's Tosfos over here. Tosfos has three parts. Let's summarize the three parts. Tosfos says the kasha was shibud the rashi never made the mikvah. Tosfos answered Rav Kibbutz no lin. Tosfos' second kasha was how do you have the split of Rav Yochanan? I feel shibud the rashi that Rabbanan took it off with the lamedus that we just said. And chelik number three of Tosfos is the case over there has to be that there wasn't karka by the b'nei chori, because if there was karka b'nei chori, you didn't gain anything because Rabbanan wore mafkia the shibud covering the b'nei chori. The Ramban in Shavuos that the Rosh quoted yesterday said a different Teretz of Tosfos baseline kasha. What is baseline kasha? Shol shibud deraisa. So you always collect shibudim. So when is it ever a case of somebody doing mikzas? Or for that matter, the case of Rabbi Yechonon, yol shibud deraisa, you collect. The Ramban lemaisa of Shavuos, the Rosh only brought down part of the Ramban. What the Ramban answers is that practically speaking, in those cases, you're not going to collect from. You're not going to collect. Why? Because when a guy is moida, that's not enough to go collect from the kuchos. We'll talk about moida mikzas. The case of Rabbi Yochanan has a different teretz. We'll leave that for a second. I want to talk about the main program here. There's a kasha of if you're shibud deraisa, how are you ever chayav mitzvos? Says the Ramban. By the way, Tosfos makes a shocking ukimta. Says the Ramban. It's very nice that Shibud deraisa. You're not going to be able to exercise shibud deraisa. You're not going to be able to collect. Both of the whole thing's a mistake. Both things are toys. Lamaisa, practically speaking, you can't collect from lakuchos. Okay? Practically speaking, you can't collect from lakuchos because the hoidah doesn't work. You have a lamda shamaisa. You have a shibud. You have rights in the karka, but you can't exercise it. You can't get it. And that's enough. I want to stop right here before I say the big raid that I want to say now. And by the way, Agav, just in parentheses, the Ramban over there later on in Shavuos, you'll have for tomorrow, says that's also Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. The Kasha was Rabbi Yochanan says that when there's Edim, you swear because it's not called Karka. By the case of Hashem Gzeilus, he says there also, we're talking about a case where you won't be able to collect from Lekuchas because there's only Edim. The Edim only know that you borrowed, they don't know for sure that you paid. He says the same Teretz of both Kashas, by the way. The Teretz of both Kashas is, Moedim and Mikvahs, where do you have it? I should move the rise of this Karka. The answer is, Shibud the rice is very nice. I have rights in the karka. Well, that's true. But the mice, I won't be able to collect from the kuchos. Okay? And the same talking about Rabbi Yochanan also. I have Edim that say I borrowed the money, but I won't be able to collect from the kuchos because who says I didn't pay back? I was money they didn't pay back. It's my thing you can't collect from the kuchos. You can't collect from the kuchos. One second. Very good. Yes, good. Ezekan Bokatov. Excellent. Yosef's time. Yeah? We'll get to you in a second. So we have a world war here. The Tosfos got up and asked bomb kashas. If you hold shibud deraisa, how do you have oidim mikzas? If you hold shibud deraisa, how could you ever be chayav a carbon by Hashem Gzeilus? Eidim shtah, how could you be chayav? Tosfos said, ukimta there, shver the rabbanon here. The man says, borchasa, the ganze zachsa toyes. It's a borchasa. That's not my mistake. It's a borchasa. Yeah? Why? Because you can't collect from no kuchas, which is not cup. Only time you can collect from lakuchos is only in one place. When's that? By shtar. Now, my rabbi said the reason why you can't collect from lakuchos is because of technical reasons. It's not because there's no shibud. There is a shibud. Just there is a fee my time that there's a shibud. I'm coming and tining a shibud because I can't utilize the raya that I have to collect from lakuchos. Either because the edim don't know if the guy paid or the guy made a hoidah and I can't rely on hoidah to go extract from lakuchos their land. Hayetzvid Vareinu is that there are two machlekes between the Ramban and Tosfos. And this is what I want to shtel avek for today. There are two machlekes in from the Ramban and Tosfos. There are two machlekes. Mamish two machlekes. I want to explain what they are. There's one machlekes, which is the baseline machlekes, which is, do I care whether you collect from the lekuchas or not? Do I care? Tosis says, I don't care whether you collect from the lekuchas or not. Who cares? It's true you won't be able to collect from the mikzvahs. Practically speaking, you can't go knock on the door. That's true. And it's true that in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, when you have Eidim, you won't be able to collect from the lekuchas because maybe you paid. The only time we know that Eidim pays a shtar. Well, that's true. Well, the Maisa, Tosis holds that I don't care whether you collect lemaisa, as long as there's a lumdish or shiwud around there, that's enough to turn it into karka. And that's why Tosis had to go and mechir. It's crazy ukimtis, okay? Ukimtis, the pasuks talk about a case where the guy had no lin. You know how ukimtis that is? And when the Torah Kedoshah said that there's a shuas moedim and miktas, so that's a mavel dekazach. Rabban argues, Rabban says, well, it's Jais Takov. So that's one Shina, but there's a much deeper Shina, which Rabbi Zekon said the Rem is here. There's another Shina under the ground. There's two Machlekes in Tosis. There's another Shina. The Rabban says, if you hold Shibuddha Deraisa, what does Rabban say? I'm going to ask it in the Kash in the form that he asked. That's one Shina. So one Shina is, Rabban says, I can't come from the Kuvas. Tosis says, I could. Tosis says, I don't care. Lomdish Machlekes. No, what's the Lomdish Machlekes? Let's touch the heart. Why does Sheba turn it into Karka? Tosis obviously holds Sheba turns it into Karka. Not because practically I can collect. Sheba turns it into Karka because it's a Sheba. And the Rabban holds it totally on practicalities. But under the surface, there's another Shinui over here. What's under the surface the other Shinui? That's what Bezekon asked. Bezekon asked, what did Rabban say? Rabban says it's a Borchus. Why is it Borchus? Huh? You can't clap from the Lakuchas. You can't exercise Shibud. Well, you want to tell me I have a Shibud, I can exercise the Shibud. You can't exercise the Shibud. In fact, the Rezekon, you can't exercise the Shibud. That's from the Lakuchas. But in 80 days, you can exercise the Shibud. Shibud is the Raisa. The Rabban doesn't make it okim to that world of Sukkim about talking about this old land. I'm just going to worry the Kashayla. The Heilige Tosis and the Rosh got up and asked a global Kasha, how are you ever Chayav Ashua Moedim Mixas? How are you ever chayav shuva mixas? Every time the guy's moed, it's a shiva karka. So he made it okimta, we're talking about there's no land. Came along the Rabban and said, Borchus of Jais Takov, making it okimta in a pasuk that there was no land. You know what type of okimta dechik that is? The kasha doesn't start. You can't collect from the lekuchas. I can't exercise a shiva. There's a shiva there, but I can't exercise effective by Zekon. What do you mean? I can't exercise my shiva from the lekuchas, but I can exercise the shiva. It means 80 day. If he himself had karka, I can collect karka from him. I want to say tiferei. When I'm going to collect karka from him, it's going to be midin, minedi day, midin choyvu, midin shibud. Midin shibud. Shibud is the raisa. The only reason why I can't collect the karka from the lekuchas is because they contain it. We don't rely on your hoidah. Or we don't rely on the Eidim who said that there was a loan. But minedi day, of course I can collect it. When I collect minedi day, I'm not collecting stam b'toiras mechosim, b'toiras piano. I'm collecting b'toiras what? There's a shibud on the karka. In fact, what do you call it? He's Akon, Amori de Kashayla. The Rabban got up and brought down Tosis Kasha. Why are you ever chayiv moedim mikzas when you're moedim in 500, you're moedim in karka? So Tosis made it okim, but there's no land in the picture. In fact, it's like the Rabban's Borchus of Jais Takov. You can't collect from the Kukas. So everybody's Akon, you can't collect from the Kukas. So I can't exercise the Shibu copy of the Kukas, but I can exercise the Shibu copy of Minei. Why did the Rabban say the guy didn't have any land? And if other Rabban's talking about where he had land, the Rabban doesn't make any okimtas at all. Because Hakashi, you can't collect from the Kuzma, you collect from Mishabadim. So it means, what did the Rabban answer? By the way, I want to bring out the power of his Kasha. What did the Rabban answer? The Rabban said, it's a Borchasab, it's just a cup. Shibud! You can't exercise the Shibud. Because I could exercise the Shibud. I can exercise the Shibud, I can collect from him. If you read what's the Borchas of the Rabban? Why is it a mistake? The Rabban said, I'm not interested theoretically of Shibud. But the Shibud can never come into play because the Maisa, I'm not going to be able to knock on the Lakuchas door. So I won't be able to utilize the Shibud. In fact, the Maisa goes, you won't utilize the Shibud. You'll collect the Shibud from the guy himself. Like, what are you talking about? It's a Shibud that can't come to the Maisa? It's a Shibud that can't be materialized? It could be, but by the guy himself, it could be. What do you answer? Stay in the Rabban. That I could use the Shibud Minei doesn't interest me. That I can collect Minei doesn't interest me at all. Kiyuzeh. That I collect Minei doesn't interest me at Kiyuzeh. It doesn't play a role in my... I couldn't care less. The only time the Shibud interests me is when I can collect from the Kuchas. And the other one will agree. That's a riddle. My high? Vosepis? Have a Shibud on the land. And I can exercise the Shiva. You tell me I can't get from Lakutas? I can't get from Lakutas. I can get from the guy himself. That's a penultimatum. Those were the Rabban answer. The Rabban answered that I hear. The Rabban says it's not enough to have a theoretical Shiva. Well, of course, you have to be able to exercise. Why? What's that? First? I have Lakutas. I have a Shiva. I'll be able to get the land. And I'll get everything Shiva. And I have rights in the land. And that's called a Mikhtavei of the land. What? What's my son? I know it's not the Shiva. No, it's not the Shiva at all. I have 100% right. I mean, to where you land. There's no such thing as felt and not felt, because the lumbus that we started off the Shiva today was that if I have rights in your land, then my Tavia is on land. What's the difference where I'm going to get the land from? My Tavia is on land because I have rights in your land. Now, when you have land by you, I'm being Tavia, my rights in the land. What's the difference if when it will get sold to somebody else? I want to have rights because of a technical reason, by the way. Totally technical. Because the Hidor can't be relied on. It's not a weakness in the Shiva, by the way. It's a weakness in the Raya that you're bringing to collect it. There's no Chisor in the Shiva, Bachal. There's no weakness in the Shiva. There's a weakness in the Bureau that I'm coming to collect with. There's no weakness in the Shiva. That I can't from the fool. It's not because the Shiva is weak. It's because of my side. I don't have a Raya that allows me to go collect from the Lakuchas. Stay in the Rabban. No. Stay in the Rabban. They're collecting the Shiva from the Bnei Chorin doesn't interest. Now, who argues on this Nakuda? Who thinks on that? Who argues on that? How do we know that Tosis argues on that, by the way? Because Tosis said that even after they were mafkia the Shibud, if you have land by who? By the Bnei Chayri, it's still called what? If you have land by the Bnei Chayri, it's still called what? Shibud the Raisa. This comes out more Rabbi Sai, there are two machlekes between the Rabban and Tosis. Summary. There are two machlekes between the Rabban and Tosis. What are they? According to the Rabban, A, in order that it's called that the Dintar is on the Karka, I need two things. Watch how I'm summarizing now. According to the Ramban, in order that it should be called the Dintar on the Karka, which is what the topic of the Sugi is about, I need two things. A, I need that I have a Schus Shiva Kapri Lakuchas. I have to be able to collect from Lakuchas. According to the Ramban, in order to be called that I have a Dintar here on Karka and not a Dintar on money, I have to have that A, I can exercise my Shiva to Kapri the Lakuchas, and B, that I have the ability to get it from Lakuchas. I want to separate the two things. One is, it has to be Lakuchas, not Bnei Chayim. That's Aleph. Bnei Chayim don't interest me. That's the first thing. The Tzeita Zachi is, and Lakuchas also only if I can get it from them. The Rabban saying two different things. The Rabban holds, in order for the Dintara to be old over here, it has to be A, not Karka by Bnei Chayim, it has to be Karka by Lakuchas. Saying a different Nusach, it's not enough a Shibud from the guy, it has to be a Shibud from Lakuchas. And B, the Shibud from Lakuchas has to be a Shibud that I can actually get it. That's the Borchas. The Borchas is that you can't get it from Lakuchas. State A, I need to get it from Lakuchas. And B, I don't care about the Bnei Chayim. How come that I'm getting it? There I can get it. I mean, it's going to be a Zekakash. I'll Zekakash. I didn't see Zekakash. What? What's my problem with Lakuchas? I can't get it, but from the Bnei Chayim, I could get it. Terence says A, Bnei Chayim don't interest me. The fact is, why? So, what? And he said, yet. I'm summarizing two machlekes. First of all, the Rabban holds what you can get from the Bnei Chayim don't interest me. You have to get from the Lakuchas. And Sfeit, you have to get from the Lakuchas. Two different dinim. Because the first din is, I can get from the Bnei Chayim. The Bnei Chayim don't interest me. And second of all, the Lakuchas interest me when I can get. Tosis argues on both things. Tosis holds, first of all, I don't need to get from the Lakuchas. I don't need to get from the Lakuchas. As long as I can get from the Loiva Machmashiba, that's called the Tzias Karka. And B, even in a case where the Bnei Chayim doesn't have land, and I'm going to get from the Lakuchas, I don't have to get from the Lakuchas either. The two things. One is, I don't have to get from the Lakuchas Mamish, even if I won't be able to collect, it's still Kirk Yush Avagar Kuris. And Sfeins, if I can't get from the Lakuchas, or there's no Shibud on the Lakuchas, let's say, but I can get from Minei Bay, then it works. Two machlekes. One is, does the fact that I have a Shibud on Bnei Chayri make a clear Shibud occurs? And two is, when I have a Shibud on the Kuchas, I don't have a Bnei Chayri, I don't need practically to get it. The Rabban argues in both parts. The Rabban says, first of all, the Shibud that you have on Bnei Chayri doesn't interest me, and the Shibud on the Kuchas requires both. What goes this double machlekes? This double machlekes is totally in the famous Shiloh. As I state in Nachas David, v'cheheina, 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 I'm just going to say the Psicha now. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Rabban inside. The Rabban himself says the Teretz, and that is the answer to this riddle of what the double machlekes is. Why Taka is the Kasha, the answer to this double machlekes of what defines when it's called, when does a kfirah, there's a double machlekes, when does shiba turn into karka? The Tosis holds, even if you're not going to collect from lakuchas, it's called karka. Tosis holds, if you collect from b'nei chayrin, it's called karka. The Rabban holds, if you collect from b'nei chayrin, it's not called karka. And if you collect from lakuchas and you won't collect before, it's not called. What caused the shayla? The answer to all this is that there's another shayla hovering around over the sugya. And that is that nothing makes sense here, Bachal. What doesn't make sense is, very nice, you have a shiba and a karka, very nice, you could collect from karka, and you have a shiba and karka, but there's also metatl in here. And that kasha is the central kasha that we haven't addressed yet till now. Interesting, by the way, Taisis, the Rosh, didn't ask this kasha. The central kasha is, let's say you'll tell me it's called karka, for example. Since I could collect from the Kulchus, says Taisis, says the Ramban, it's called karka. Says Taisis, since I have a right to get karka, it's called karka. What do you mean? You also have a right to collect metaltalim, right? So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. It was Avakash on the Gemara by us. The Gemara by us says that if I go to you and say you owe me five, and you admit two, so it's called Kfir Shiva Karkaris. Why? Because the two has a Shiva as a staff. You also can collect from metaltalim, correct? So swear also metaltalim. Ignore the karka. Swear also metaltalim. I was also made in karka. Who cares? So forget about that. Doesn't interest me. Gemara says later on, I don't care if you're made in karka also. As long as I have a Yidam Metaltalim, I'll tell you, this is the critical question. Where did Metaltalim disappear in the whole Gemara? What's going on? The whole Gemara, everything I said today, all the sheetahs, the texts, they're about, nothing makes any sense at all. Because when I said at the end of the day, besides Karka, there's also Metaltalim, correct? Yeah, in our Gemara. I go to the guy, he owes me five, he admits two. So the two is a star. So the two could collect from Karka, but it's also going to collect from Metaltalim, correct? It's also going to collect from Metaltalim, so swear else that. What's the answer to that question? What's going to be the answer to that question is a huge machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. The Ramban himself and Shulas asked the kasha. We're going to see tomorrow. I'll give you a little bit of Hanukkah vacation today.
Tomorrow
we're going to see in Mitzvah Shem two things. What? Chpokas. The guys from TJ don't know what Chpokas is. You know what Chpokas is? Rama said he doesn't know what you're talking about. Somebody asked me Thursday night, why don't I use more yeshivish lashonis like I speak in other places? I have trauma from the last time I said that the shor shteist another shor. And who was it? It was you who said it was you. Okay? 5 years ago. You want to hear Baba Kama? Around you, hear Baba Kama? Who's here, Baba Kama? TJ. No, you know what shteist means. You're a fisher guy. Fisher guys know. Yeah? Where are you from? What? Hey, Mabina? From TJ? So you don't know what shteis means? You're the one who asked over here what shteis means, other guy? So anyway, that's why Shpokas will play at a different time. You did sit there. Either way, tomorrow we're going to do two things. We're going to explain this huge machlekes, what's behind it, based on this last kasha. You'll see the marrow crevice inside. And the second half, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem B'Shotev Mitzlachas, we're going to see the Rambam of Dov Shein Yoch Lichwa, famous Shas Shad, the Gishmak Arei, the Kovet Hanukkah. Tonight, Mitzvah Shem, I'll be here at night, Seder. Depending on how many people will make it to 10:45, maybe there'll be a bad. We'll see.